John Taylor joins us, we promise, from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. A big drop yesterday, and ugly today, John?
It looks that way. In fact, I'm going to take some advice from Ray Stevens. You remember his famous song, The Streak? You may
Yes.
have heard him perform that in Branson. One of the lines there was, "Don't look, Ethel." You remember that? Well, I'm going to tell you today, don't look, because the market's going to get hammered again this morning. Yesterday, the Dow was down 175 points. The futures are down over 100 points this morning. And, of course, you may remember a year or so ago I was talking about the problems in Greece every day. Well, now we're going to be talking about China. Yeah, it used to be the world's growth engine, but now it's the problem. There was a huge sell-off yesterday, primarily because of decreased manufacturing activity in China that has spread to other emerging markets. We're seeing a sell-off in their markets and a sell-off in their currencies, and it's continuing today. And it looks like it's going to be a rough Friday for Wall Street. And speaking of China, interesting bit of news. We reported earlier this week when IBM reported their disappointing numbers that they were considering selling their server division to Lenovo, and it looks like that's going to happen. Now, Lenovo is the company that about a decade ago bought the PC division of IBM, and in doing so, Lenovo has become the world's largest manufacturer of personal computers. In fact, last year they blew by Hewlett-Packard as the number one producer. And but what we're seeing, of course, is a continued decline in the demand for PCs as people move to mobile devices. In fact, last year, worldwide PC shipments fell 10%. So this gives China-based Lenovo a big entry into that server market, and so we continue to see changes there. A company we're all interested in, J.B. Hunt, reporting really great numbers yesterday. Their fourth quarter profit was up 9%. And if you look at the segmented revenue numbers they released, it tells you what they're doing. Their intermodal division had a 13% increase in load growth, and their dedicated contract services had a 17% increase. But if you look at the old truck segment, the thing you think of when you think of J.B. Hunt, it had a 9% decline. They continue to reduce their fleet size there and, of course, concentrate on intermodal and on dedicated contract services. Now, they did make $92 million, which is up almost 10% from the same quarter of last year. However, it was a little bit short of what the geniuses on Wall Street were expecting. Microsoft reporting numbers that were up on commercial sales. In pre-market, their stock's up 3%, even though the market's going to get hammered this morning. Their net income up 3%, revenue up 14%. And by the way, they sold almost 7.5 million Xbox consoles last quarter. And then if we look at some of the consumer goods companies that are out there, we see some interesting things. Procter & Gamble reporting numbers that are disappointing. Kimberly-Clark, their competitor, reporting numbers that were pretty encouraging. But here's one that really gives us some insight into the consumer, Discover Financial Services. Of course, they're the issuer of the Discover card. And you may remember a long time ago, they used to be part of Sears. That's a long time ago. Well, their net income was actually up 11%. They beat Wall Street's expectations. They said there was much heavier use of their credit cards during the holiday season. In fact, their volume in the fourth quarter was at 3% of credit card usage. Their Discover loan division up 5% in revenue. Their Discover credit card loans up 4%. And their stock is up nicely in pre-market trading also. So it's not everybody that's getting hammered, but the focus is going to continue to be on what's happening in China, which has, of course, provided much of the growth for the worldwide economy the last decade or so. And they have some real issues there. And it is really spreading like crazy to other emerging markets, and not just in the Far East. It's also affecting South Africa. It's affecting Brazil, Russia, and other, quote, emerging markets. So don't look, Ethel. Today's going to be an ugly one unless something miraculous happens in the next couple of hours.
Wow. Well, John, we're looking at heating prices and so on. Mm-hmm. Natural gas has been pretty plentiful, but I see propane is prices are really jumping up there.
Yeah, and that's going to probably continue. In fact, there's another cold wave coming. In fact, they're saying that parts of South Texas are going to be covered in ice within the next few days.
Man, oh, man. Well, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. John Taylor, and he joins us each day, and Mark Myers as well from time to time, as they bring us the report from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. We'd ask that you, ask any question of them that you might have about the broadcast, some of the things they mentioned, or something on your mind concerning your finances. You can certainly visit with them right here in Fort Smith, or you could call them at 479-782-2527. John's column in the Times Record from time to time includes questions that you might ask, and if you would like to email him a question, he'd love to hear from you, and that email address is johntaylor@sternag.com.